This conference is being recorded November 18th, 2014, and this is our Strategic Attraction and Action teleconference call. And so thank you, everybody, for, you know, your commitment to your own success in your life and business, in actually dialing the phone number twice now and getting here. The hard part is over. This really, what we've just experienced here, is a clear demonstration of what happens out in the world. It's what we call orange cones. You know, you set up an appointment to have a meeting with a potential customer, and you have it at a specific time. And what happens when you drive out your driveway at the end of the street? Orange cones. Construction. And so this is a perfect example of having to just with ease and grace drive around the orange cones and get to our appointment on time and in a state of being that is ready to be enrolling to our potential new perfect customer. So that's what's going on in this class. And that's a very significant piece of information and direct personal experience for each of us to get. So I was mentioning that there, I've sent out a couple of promotions for people to come. I'd like to just ask a couple of you to say, you know, what was it that prompted you to be here? What possibility did you see for yourself? Is there something
Hi,
in the email? Yeah.
This is Bridge. So I worked with Jan Stringer about a few years ago. So I wanted to come back to this technology of attracting perfect customers, but also where I find myself at this stage in my business is that I have more business that I can fulfill. So now I need to look for perfect partners who can help me fulfill the business that I can outsource to. So I felt like I needed some extra help in going beyond the business that I can't handle in such a way that I can grow and so on.
Perfect. Thank you, Bridge. Anyone else? What is it that, you know, what was the possibility you were present to that got you to dial the number to, well, first of all, get your credit card out, pay the $27, then dial the number, take the time, drive around the orange cones to get here and be here today. What was the possibility that had you go through all that?
Well, Alan, this is Harriet. I was actually recommended to you guys by Nancy Fields, who is a kindred spirit, and we're both entrepreneurs, and we work together. And I was searching for solutions, and she recommended that I get on your website and get in touch with you, and that's why I'm here.
Perfect. Searching for solutions. Boy, who can't relate that to that?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Thank you, Harriet. One more person. What was the possibility that you got present to that allowed you to be here? That moved and inspired you to be here this morning? Mastin, are you here?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I was just going to speak, actually, yeah. For me, my business has been doing reasonably well, and then the past month or so, a lot of business has dropped off, and I've been hardly getting any at all. So on one level, I was very worried about that and why that is manifesting. At the same time, I've got other things I really want to do, which are completely different to that. I mean, this might seem like a bit of a curveball, but I'm a musician, and I want to, I've just built a studio in my house, I want to record my songs, and I'm also very much into movement and dance, and I want to get that somehow out into the world.
Yeah, so, wow.
So it's like
great. So it's like
when I come to do this. Sorry, go on.
No, I was just going to say. So it's when it's like you were about to say.
Yeah, I mean it's kind of a bit of a disconnect between the business making websites, which I'm very interested in. I really like my clients and I like the work, but I wouldn't say I'm passionate about it. It's an interest. Mm-hmm. Whereas. Writing songs, singing, dancing. I do a lot of salsa and jive, and I want to mix it all up and start performing. I'm really passionate about that.
Right.
And when it comes to page two on the attraction plan, that's what I want to write about that, not about websites. So, but you see, that's a very difficult goal to achieve, or so they say.
Yeah, so,
basically
The possibility of achieving that goal and putting together the what I like to say is the seemingly disparate pieces between
yeah.
the business of making websites and what I seem to be passionate about, which is music and dance, music, movement, and dance.
Yeah.
Perfect. So is everybody starting to see a pattern develop here that common things that you relate to that some of these things that these three people have said. And that's really what the strategic attraction planning process is all about. And that's why we've developed our SACAT program, which is the Strategic Attraction Certification and Training Program. It's a year-long process that some of the people who are on this call are currently in the current program. There's a SACAT program starting in January. And so I just want to give a little plug for that for each of you to be thinking, each of you who is not already in the SACAT training, to be thinking about the possibility of taking this process that we're going to have direct personal experience with this morning and using it not only in your own business for yourself, to connect, as Mastin was mentioning, the seemingly disparate pieces, like how do I connect business making websites with, music, movement, and dance? Well, the strategic attraction planning process is a tool, a powerful tool that will allow someone, anyone like Mastin, to facilitate making that transition based on developing his ability to make decisions based on what's important to him. So that's really what the strategic attraction planning process is all about. And so that's why we've created the SACAT training, like I said, which is it's really a year-long training and support community. Starts with 12 weekly training classes about how to use the strategic attraction plan for yourself and how to share it with others, and also laser coaching calls with myself and Jan. And one of the things that we kind of enjoy, we notice that what's perfect for us is personal connection. It's like on this call, you notice there's not 150 people on the call where we're just talking through a webinar. We actually like the live interaction, and so the more interactive we can be, the better as far as I'm concerned, and that's what's really at the basis of, the success of the SACAT program. You also have you get a mentor when you're in the SACAT program, and then 9 monthly connection calls, plus a 2.5-day certification retreat, which is held here in Santa Fe, New Mexico. So you get to come to this amazing place. So I want everyone who's not already a SACAT to have in the back of your mind, okay, have the experience we're going to have over the next, almost 51 minutes, to be exact, and say, geez, what would it be if I'm getting this kind of value here for myself just in this short amount of time and connecting so powerfully, because I promise you that's what's going to happen. You're going to connect with people on this call, and some of you may have already noticed a resonance that you're having with people who are on this call. You're here for a reason. You've attracted this for a reason, each and every one of us. So with that, I would so I ask you to just listen to and be present and participate in this process from that place of noticing what you're getting for yourself, and then notice what it might be to support you in your business and fulfilling on you know, the seemingly unanswerable questions of how am I going to do this? You know, searching for solutions, as Harriet said, that this may be a solution that you've attracted to bring you the resources and the answers to whatever it is that you're up to, and that how it might be valuable for you to be certified in this process and share the process with your customers. Just the way I'm doing this, well, hopefully better than what I'm doing this morning. But being able to share the strategic attraction planning process with your customers will allow you to do what you're going to see happen here in the next hour, okay? So, is there anybody who so has, you know, would like to see some specific results? You know, I know that I sent out one email that said results in 48 hours. So if you could wave your magic wand on this call this morning, and I want everybody to do this. I want you to write down, okay, you got your pencils, your magic wand. I want you to write down what it would be, something that you would like to have show up in your life or your business. A goal that you'd like to have fulfilled, a relationship that you'd like to have work out, a connection, a resource, access to a resource. Just write something down. And would anybody be willing to share what that would be? That if you did have a magic wand and you were able to experience some movement or growth in that specific area, what would it be? Anybody be willing to share what that might be?
Yes, I would.
Yes, and who's this?
It's Harriet.
Yes, Harriet. Thank you.
I would like more clients. I would like the pipeline to be filled to the capacity that I choose it to be, and I'd like a steady flow of clients in my office.
Perfect. So I want everybody to notice this is, you know, this is for each and every one of us. Is there anyone else on the call who can relate to what Harriet just said?
I heard.
Yes.
Yes, Harriet.
Yeah, me too.
Yep.
So this is what happens in if you were to, again, I'm going to keep plugging the SACAT program. One, because there are SACATs on the class, and each and every one of you, I truly believe, would gain value by becoming certified as SACATs. This is what happens when you're able to, when you're certified to share the strategic attraction planning process with your customers. What Harriet just surfaced is a very basic, might say, pain point or need that the strategic attraction planning process is the antidote for. So, anyone else? So, Harriet, thank you. That, you know, that's
you're
just so great. I just have to laugh sometimes. So, anyone else have the courage that Harriet has to be able to share something that you feel would like to have a shift in just in the next hour?
Yeah, Alan, this is Bridge.
Yes, Bridge.
I can share. So, what I'm finding is that I wanted more business, and I have more business now, but I'm working so much that I have little time for myself and, you know, not time to relax or look for a relationship or have time for parenting as a single dad. So what I would love to manifest in the next 48 hours is to find a perfect partner or partners for my business that, you know, are reliable and allow me to outsource to them and have indirect income through them, and with the intention that it brings peace of mind to my life and a sufficiency of time and resources to so that I can address all aspects of my life, not just income.
Yeah, well, there it is. So as everybody noticed, just in the two answers to this question that we've surfaced here in the class, do you see the full range of potential customers for all of us that we've surfaced? Number one, people who, like Harriet, would like to have more clients in their pipeline, and they'd like to have their pipeline be filled, a steady flow of perfect customers. And then Bridge, who's experiencing success in his life and now wants to attract a perfect, and we'll kind of, our next step is we're going to identify what type of relationship we want to attract. So, for example, Harriet would be, Harriet, could you give me a, you know, would be, if we would want to attract more perfect, better living wellness customers?
Yes, I have a home office, and I do health coaching in my office, and I do certain innovative testing that allows my clients to actually see what's going on inside of them through a video monitor that I have, so we can look at the integrity of the blood, and through that I can make lifestyle and nutritional changes for them. So,
okay, perfect. So if you were to name the type of relationship that you have with your clients, is it health coaching?
Yes, okay. Primarily health coaching. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so Harriet would identify the type of relationship that she's looking to attract as attracting her perfect health coaching clients. Okay? So I want everybody to think for yourselves what that type of relationship is for you. All right? Now, Bridge, he's on the other end of the spectrum now. He's attracted so many perfect customers that he needs help. So would you say that's correct, Bridge?
Yes, I think that's accurate, although I should also be humble in saying that that is true at the moment, so I can also relate to everyone's wish that there'd be a steady stream of such people.
Yeah, so, perfect. Yeah, so so what you just did, Bridges, you validated that as strategic attraction planners, as certified strategic attraction planners, we will never be out of a job. If you listen to what Bridge just said, here's a guy who's being successful, and he still has a need to continue to be successful to attract perfect customers. And on top of that, he needs to attract a different type of relationship, which, what would you name it, Bridge? You said partner for your business, so a perfect business partner, would that cover it for you?
I think at a generic level that works, but for instance, I'm looking for a company or individual that can help me fulfill big data analytics business. So for me, it would be more specific. But yes, in general, I'm looking for a business.
Yeah. So the type of relationship that you would identify as perfect business partner. So this is the first step of the strategic attraction planning process, to identify the type of relationship, and there's always a relationship. I don't care if it's a thing that you're looking to buy, if you're looking to buy a car, you know, relationship is a perfect salesman, for example, perfect, person who's selling that car, or if it's a house, there's sellers, there's buyers, there's lenders, there's different types of relationships that you're going to be in relationship with, because that's what it's all about, is building relationship. That's actually our definition of marketing, is building relationship. So Harriet and Bridge, if you notice, have really surfaced the wisdom of two very clear and distinct types of relationship: perfect health coaching client and a perfect business partner. So I want everybody to write that down, what that is for you. And you can start with, I used to do all of my workshops. I'd say, okay, everybody take out an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper and fold it in half. And then I'd ask, okay, how did you fold it? Long like a hot dog or fat like a hamburger? I got that distinction from Jan's daughter, who was at the time a third grade teacher. And then I would ask, well, why did you fold your paper, fat like a hamburger or thin like a hot dog? And the reason that I asked that question is because another piece of the sort of the wisdom that we're surfacing is to start noticing the decisions that we make based on what's perfect for me. And that little fat like a hamburger and, thin like a hot dog experience gets you to thinking, the smallest decision that I'm making, it has to be based on, what I'm passionate about, what's perfect for me. And so I would point that out, and I would have people would have, insights right there. You mean, I can get I can base decisions on what's important to me and not what's important to somebody else. That's one of the major breakthroughs that starts to happen when you start working with this process. People have, and that's why we get results in 48 hours, is because it's this kind of shifting in our thinking that happens automatically, and it's happening right now for each and every one of us. So anybody have any questions about the first step of the process, which is distinguishing the type of relationship that I want to attract? Anybody need any help in coming up with a type of relationship? So I'm going to assume that everybody's got that distinction. The next step is step number one in the strategic attraction planning process. And I want you to just write down declare. That's the buzzword for step one. I'm sorry, describe. D-E-S-C-R-I-B-E, describe the qualities, characteristics, and attributes of your perfect, and then fill in the blank, whether it's perfect health coaching client, perfect business partner, perfect in relationship. This process really works for relationship, and we're going to have, I really have to get back to our attracting your perfect mate program. Because before anyone goes online, any one of these online dating sites, they should do an attraction plan. And attracting your perfect husband, wife, soulmate. I had taught one class with this wonderful young woman. Actually, Shirley, I think she was from Austin. She had just gotten out of a really rough relationship, and she said, "Oh, I can't even think about soulmate." And I said, "Well, what would we work on? What would your type of relationship be?" She goes, "Well, I think I could go out to dinner with somebody." So we did a plan on attracting her perfect dinner date, and that actually stimulated a whole idea from dinner date to soulmate.
Cool.
So
we're talking about describing the qualities and attributes.
Yeah, qualities and attributes, and let's start. Well, Harriet and Bridge, I've kind of picked on you guys. Is there anybody else who'd like to kind of work with me in step one? Do you have a type of relationship, or should I continue to pick on Bridge and Harriet? Okay, Harriet.
Yes.
And so I want everyone to write 3 to 5 qualities, characteristics, or attributes of your perfect customer, client, or whatever. And Harriet, so what would be three or four qualities of your perfect health coaching client?
You know, I didn't write anything down, but because I was listening to you speak, but I qualities would be somebody who is open to alternative suggestions and has been maybe in a in an alternative frame of mind. I'm talking about people who are would make a call like this to speak with you. People, I'm going to be kind of blunt also, who aren't worried about, does the insurance pay for this? Somebody who's been searching for solutions also for a long time maybe and has not been satisfied, maybe is not feeling well, but really doesn't know why, maybe has digestive issues or feels tired all the time, or I'm throwing out some different possibilities.
So, yeah. So I've taken some notes here. So you can write some of this down too. So one is open.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not worried about the money.
Mm-hmm.
So what would another way be to say that? Has the disposable income?
Right, is willing to.
Yeah, because we want to put it in a positive format. So someone who has the money.
Well,
to,
I would say is willing to do what's necessary to make themselves feel better.
Yeah, but they also have to have access to the money. So it's and that's a whole interesting conversation, because we all have access to the money.
Yes, that's true.
You know, it's just because the money is wherever it is. There's a story behind
that. They're willing to go the distance for themselves is really what it's about.
So that would be another quality. Willing to go the distance. But this thing about the money, I really want to be specific about it.
Okay.
Because we all kind of have a lot of stuff around money. Oh, I can't afford it.
Yes, or I have to talk about it with my husband.
I got a whole lot of stories about that. So how would you express that, a quality of your perfect health coaching client about the money? How would you say that? Any suggestions that anybody has?
They are willing to spend money on their improvement.
They're willing to spend the money on their improvement.
Yeah.
Is that kind
I was going to say, they can invest in themselves.
Yeah, yep. Okay, willing to invest in themselves.
As an acupuncturist, you can relate to this. With people wanting to use their insurance. So I would say something like they have no interest in using their insurance and want to give me cash.
They want to give me cash. And also they're willing to wrestle with the insurance company. That may be a little bit. But you get the idea, Harriet? So what sort of works for you? They're willing to invest in...
Well, it didn't have cash. There was no money in it, but in what I was going to say, but just pretty much, I don't know who said it, but they're clear on their purpose. That they're clear on their they're clear within themselves in going the distance and making the investment in themselves.
Perfect. So that's got the money part in there.
Mm-hmm.
they're clear and willing to make the investment in themselves. Does mm-hmm. that resonate for you?
Yes.
Yeah, because that's what's important about this.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Ellen, may I just add something quick?
Sure.
I can also add that they see so much value in the coaching or benefit they'll receive from you, Harriet, that they'll be resourceful to arrange the financial resources they need to, you know.
Ooh, yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good. Resourceful.
Well, and seeing the value. I think that's also really important. Thank you.
Yeah. So the resourceful part, you know, really is sort of the answer to, well, I can't afford it. I remember someone when I was arguing with someone about a program that I was trying to join. It was very expensive. And he said to me, he said, well, look, you know, if I were offering you an all-expenses two-week trip to Hawaii at a five-star resort, but you had to leave tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, would you be resourceful enough to, you know, do what it took to be able to get there to go? And that's what I got, was that it's just a matter of, you know, am I committed in making the investment? So that's, and it has to do with making decisions based on what's important to me.
Right.
Which is another plug for the strategic attraction planning process and why it's valuable to have this in your toolkit so that you can have it, have pieces of it when you, you know, are speaking with your customers. Now, there's another, the next piece that you mentioned, Harriet, is very interesting. You said, a quality and characteristic of my perfect health coaching client is they're searching for solutions.
Right, just like I am.
Thank you. That's
sure.
why, that's another reason that this process works, is because if the law of attraction is like attracts like, that means my perfect customers are like what?
Like me.
Like me.
So here's the secret, everybody. I'm going to let the cat out of the bag, okay? The strategic attraction planning process is a simple transformational sales and marketing strategy, yes, but it's all about self-inquiry. It's mm-hmm. based on inquiring into myself, which it turns out is where all the answers are anyway. They're not out there. They're in here.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, this tool, if you use it and learn how to use it for yourself and then you learn how to turn and share it with your perfect customers, is a tool of self-inquiry. And it allows you to have the law of attraction, which is a universal law, work more in your favor.
Mm-hmm.
So step one, is everybody kind of seeing something that happened here for Harriet? Harriet, do you feel like you had a little shift in your thinking about the getting really clear and focused on the qualities and characteristics of your perfect health coaching client?
Yeah, I'm already happy I made this phone call. I got a lot of clarity from everybody. Thank you.
See?
Yes.
I mean, that's
And this is all good information that I could, that I can, I do speaking engagements and I do, and I have a website, so these are things that I
Well, there
probably,
it is. So if you were to become certified, you would have the strategic attraction planning process, really is five steps, and I say there's five signature talks that anyone can learn to give.
Mm-hmm.
That you can have speak content for speaking 5 minutes, you know, 30 minutes, 3 hours, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing the content that you're able to come up with when you get certified. And then the rest is just courage.
Mm-hmm.
Courage to, you know, to not look good, like I've been doing a lot of today. Oh, so Harriet, thank you,
yes.
thank you, thank you. So the
well, thank
tip,
you.
Yeah, the tip is, you'll notice this is an ongoing process of refinement. Step number one, you look at your qualities. Okay, open. Well, what does that look like exactly? Well, you know what? Joe Smith was a perfect example of being open to alternative modes, you know? And so you draw from perfect experiences that you've had with existing customers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you you flesh out and build out step number one. And step number one, everybody, people have reported that they have results, amazing results, in a short amount of time, just in step one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's about as far as a lot of programs take you. Step number two, are we ready to move on and go even deeper?
Sure.
Step two is identify what makes you and your perfect customer tick, T-I-C-K. Identify. And so if you notice, Harriet, you know, Harriet's got this this kind of, anybody notice that Harriet has this innate natural ability to surface wisdom? So one thing that I that I already know about you, Harriet, is that you are connected powerfully to Source.
Thank you.
Yeah, Source energy is flowing through you and expressing itself out in the world, and I can hear that in the things that you've just said on this call. Because what you just mentioned around the quality of your perfect customers was that they're searching for solutions just like me.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And so that which leads to step number two, identify what makes you and your perfect customer tick. And so just a little interesting little thing, if we were to, and I'll say we'll work with somebody here just to kind of get that experience of step two. But if you'll notice, Harriet, for you, you might be look in the area of this searching for solutions thing. I have a sneaking suspicion that underneath that is what makes you tick. So we can just kind of play with that. So does anybody want to want to play with getting step two? What makes you tick?
So, Ellen, I'm not clear about, I did get the step one, and I wrote mm-hmm. down some qualities, but I'm less clear about what is meant by what makes you and your perfect customer tick.
Perfect. So, Bridge, you can step onto the heart seat, okay? Because this is really a valuable piece for you, especially because you're looking for perfect business relationship, business partnerships, people who can support you in the success of your business, right?
Yes.
So this, step two, is getting what makes you tick is what I say is what makes you stick. It's what's underneath every long-lasting, successful relationship. And we all have, if you have somebody, you can all think of somebody that you could call if you were moving this weekend. You know you've got somebody that you could call, ask them to help you move, and you know they'd show up. So you all have built a successful relationship. And if you really looked into what it was that allowed you to build that relationship, I also say that proves that each of you is an extremely masterful marketer, because marketing is building relationship. So, Bridge, this really is the glue that's going to have your perfect business partners stick with you, okay? When you get this about yourself, you're going to find that your perfect business partner has this also, okay? And so what makes you tick is, it's that thing, it's what gets you out of bed in the morning. What is it that you're you know, when you're doing something and you just love what you're doing, you just get that sense of exuberance and feeling good. What is it, that, you know, what are you doing?
Well, I could say that, you know, what inspires me in that way is actually being an activist for a hunger-free world or my spiritual practice. But in the area of business, I would say that I love inventing new solutions. I'm an inventor at heart, whether it's in high technology or in social arenas or inventing solutions, even in the coaching area. So what I wrote in terms of the attributes that related to what make my perfect business partner tick is that they are technically competent, like they're excellent and reliable, and they're trustworthy. Like, you know, I can trust them with my clients, but I also wrote that they can think for themselves and can create new solutions.
Yeah.
And that they are curious and they want to learn, you know, the art of data science, which is my area, and that they love to learn, and we can both learn from each other. So I wrote things like that in my first.
Perfect. So if you look at all of that, especially with what you just said about being an activist for a hunger-free world, you know, what's really underneath that is innovation, imagination, creativity, collaboration. Wouldn't you say?
Yes, and like wanting to make a difference or including the well-being of communities at heart, yeah.
So. Yeah. It's interesting. We, we're working on a project called the SACAT Plan B Project, where our goal is to give away 30,000 copies of Being Attraction and raise $30,000 to train 60 women to become successful owners and operators of honeybee farming businesses in northern Pakistan. Starting there, we'll also move to Houston, and very soon we're hoping to have a Plan B project here in New Mexico. And so it's innovative solutions. Community is what I'm hearing that makes you tick. So what would you say, Bridge, out of all this, everything that you just said here, what is it makes you tick? What's a one sentence or, you know, a couple of word expression? You know, being an activist for hunger-free world, innovative solutions, trustworthy, think for yourself, love to learn, want to make a difference. So what would you say, somebody who has all those qualities, what makes them tick?
I guess there are many aspects, but I would just say that, I mean, first I should say that before this call and before this interaction, I hadn't even thought that my business partner could actually be inspiring to work with, you know? I thought like competence, reliability, but the fact that they could be inspiring to me, that just occurred on this conversation. You know.
Well, hold on a second. Let's honor that moment. I just got, you know, chills. What's that feel like, Bridge? That's like a huge shift.
Yeah, I think what that feels like is that relationships can be satisfying in a multi-dimensional way, you know, not just along one dimension, that they can open up, you know, it can be fun to work with, you know, there's creativity, innovation, invention, and also, you know, certainly financial viability and all that, but the fact that you could make a difference and also be a business partner with someone hadn't occurred to me, you know. I mean, in my sort of area of high tech, but in general, I can see.
And now it has.
Yes.
That was
really. I like that as well.
Who's that?
That was Harriet.
Harriet, yeah. So why did you like that, Harriet?
Well, it just gave me. It really enhanced for me the client and the client relationship, that actually working with a client could be fun and inspiring.
What a concept.
Exactly. That's something I never really thought of. I was thinking, I had this feeling that, you know, it's kind of dull, it's kind of rote. I was sitting here as you were speaking, and I was thinking about that, but no, it could really be fun and challenging, and it is, and it can be.
Yeah. Everybody get it, a miracle just happened for Harriet.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah. And Bridge, you inspired that. You started the miracle happening by your shift in your thinking. So if you look at what Harriet just said about working with a client could be inspiring and fun, isn't that kind of the aha that you had about your business partner?
Yeah, and it's interesting that, you know, from a business point of view, I might have thought about people who have a need and I can satisfy that need, like I have something to offer. But now I'm moving more in the direction of a partner who is intelligent, creative, makes a difference. So sort of like looking for, both in terms of clients and partners, people who are, you know, alert, awake, curious, you know, think for themselves. Like more satisfying dimension of having a client or a business partner, not just like, you know, someone who's a customer, you know, that have a need and sort of I'm offering something to, like even in terms of value. But there's a whole dimension.
I think you may have just, because I take good notes. It's another thing that I would suggest that everybody, if you're ever in a coaching capacity, take good notes, because what Bridge just said, the words that just fell out of his mouth, may be what makes him tick. Should we try it on? And let's have everybody kind of see. What you just said, well, you said three words, alert, awake, and curious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that possibly what makes you tick?
Yeah. I mean, that resonates with me, you know.
Yeah, because if you look, so try it on. Say, hi, my name's Bridge, and what makes me tick is being alert, awake, and curious. Just try it on for size right now.
Yeah, I can say, hi, I'm Bridge, and what makes me tick is I'm alert, awake, and curious. And
yeah. Now, this is not something that you necessarily put on a billboard on the New Jersey Turnpike.
Or a business card.
Right. This is something that you've got in the background. Okay? And so this now it becomes almost a an invisible interview form as your perfect business partner, potential business partners show up.
Right.
And as they talk, if they're saying similar things like what you're saying, and they're displaying being alert, being awake, and curious about, you know, and they're trustworthy, it's all these qualities. So do you see how you've now refined it that, you know, what makes you tick is being alert, awake, and curious, that you've distilled it down to these three words, and within those words are all of this about being an activist for a hunger-free world, for example. Can you see how being alert, awake, and curious, you know, stimulates that imagination and that creativity that produces the solutions for a hunger-free world?
Yeah, I can see that, and I sort of get the gist of it now. Like,
okay,
you know,
good.
I can also add, like, being, like, you know, I'm a person of integrity, or people can count on me, but now I can add other qualities like that. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, so step one, continue to add the qualities. Step two is then sort of a distillation, you might say, of those qualities that resonate with you in a personal expression, like I just felt like you had with the alert, awake, and curious combination. So that's how you come up with what makes you tick. And as it's like we call it the lighting the light in your lighthouse. When you get this for yourself, It's like turning on your light. When you refine it, it's like brightening your light. And, you know, the metaphor in the book, Attracting Perfect Customers, The Power of Strategic Synchronicity, is that when you stand strong and firm on the shore, radiating your light, then all of your perfect customers see your light. And they know where to, it guides them to safety. So that's the metaphor. So step two, getting what makes you tick, turns on your light. And I kind of felt like Harriet and Bridge, both of you, contributed to seeing how this process works. And so has everybody kind of noticed that? Anybody else want to share anything that they noticed that resonated for you in as Bridge went through this process?
Yes, this is Angelique.
Yes,
and,
Angelique.
I'm taking a step further from what everyone's saying and applying what my perfect customer attribute might be, or more specifically, I wrote down, I want to be my own perfect customer, and what does that mean? And, you know, my issue, and I think my big block, is that I'm afraid to make large amounts of money. It's going back to the money. So when I heard Bridge talk about collaboration and having fun and problem solving, I just added the money piece to behind that. So collaboration to make a boatload of money, or having fun making the money, or a fearless imagination by making money. You know, I've just added that to the end of...
Ooh. So Angelique, you are so in such big trouble now. Did anybody else see what Angelique just did? All you say cats that are on the line, you see how Angelique just stepped right into step number three. It's almost like Angelique, like your level, your consciousness was raised to a higher level of functioning just by being present to the experience that Bridge was having around getting what makes him tick. And from that higher level, it's going to be reflected in your professional experience, I promise you, because what you just said, I want to be my own perfect customer. And then, did you write down those things that you just said?
I did.
Okay. That was magnificent. Oh. And if it's true that one of your, you might say, pain points is that I'm afraid to make large amounts of money, okay, so let's just assume that that's true, that that's a, I forget, what would you call that? Is it like a block? Or we call it a blinder here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I call it a block, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so any resistance to you making large amounts of money is now going to be up for dissolution or disappearance or healing, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
And, you know, what that could look like and feel like, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's a process. So I just want to acknowledge you for having, you know, so much courage and for, you know, raising the level of, I don't know, on this call has just gone up to a whole new level. So how would you like to go into step three? Specify what I want my perfect customer to expect of me. So do you see, Angelique, how you just, like, stepped mm-hmm. right in it?
I did.
You did, didn't you?
I did.
Oh, this is what can happen for each and every one of us. You become certified in this process and begin to learn how to share it you know, look, just like I am on this call, each and every one of you can do this with your customers and have this quality of experience, have miracles happen. And so, you know, Harriet and Angelique and Bridge, you know, you're having these shifts, Master, you're having these shifts in your thinking. They literally are miracles. And it's almost like I can. You all think I'm doing it. And it's this natural process of being able to ask these very intelligent questions and then listen carefully to the answers that people are giving. So, Angelique, the step three is the... So you see how, everybody see how we've already gone deeper than most other programs and, you know, self-development processes go. Step number two, identifying what makes you tick. You can really go deeper and deeper into that and getting the value of that. Well, step three allows you to go as deep as you want. So, Angelique, are you willing to step on the heart seat?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah,
you already started there, so why not?
So
to specify what you want your perfect customer to expect of you. So this is where we turn everything around. We turn the paradigm upside down. This is where we discover the true source of power and control in our lives and business. And anybody like to venture a guess as to where that true source of power is?
In us.
In me. Yes. Who was that?
Shireen.
Shireen, yes. It's in me. A lot of times, I don't know how many of you can relate to this, but for many, 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 many years, I always thought it was out there. And if I could just change them, then I wouldn't feel the way I feel. Turns out it's the other way around. When I change the way I think and feel, emphasis on the feel inside of me, then they seemingly magically change. But it's not magic. It's strategy. It's strategic attraction in action. This is the way the world was set up to work. So, Angelique, what were some of the things that you just said that you want your perfect customer to expect of you?
Well, they...
I got the first one here. Like I said, this would get you in big trouble. So, what was it you said you were afraid of?
I was afraid of, to make large amounts of money.
Therefore, I want my perfect customers to expect me...
to make large amounts of money?
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah, what just happened there?
Wow. Well, I work with customers that make a lot of money. And I never thought that they would expect the same of me.
Yeah.
But I can see how that would breed confidence in me and what I'm doing. If I'm succeeding, then, of course, they have more confidence in what I do.
Yeah, so if you have on your attraction plan, step three, I want my perfect customers to expect me to make large amounts of money, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, like I said, that is going to bring up for review and release any issues or blocks, as you put it, anything that is in the way of you making large amounts of money, and that may be a process, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
However, one of the other aspects, let me see if I can draw it out of you. Okay, so what else did you see? You gave me a wow. You know, when you said, we wrote down, I want my perfect customers to expect me to make large amounts of money. And you said, wow.
Mm.
What else was in underneath the wow? Why did you say wow?
First of all, I didn't think that my perfect customers would expect anything from me other than my product.
Yeah, so what else? What else? What else is under the wow of what, when you got this, that this really is true? I mean, you get that. That's part of the wow, right? You really got that this is really is true? That,
mm-hmm.
And the emphasis is on the I want.
Mm.
Get it?
Mm-hmm.
This is not they want me to, you know, they, you know. This is I want them to.
Mm.
That's where the wow came from for you. Part of it. Am I correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. So if you want your perfect customers to expect you to make large amounts of money, if that's true, and it is, right?
Yes.
You do. Now you got it. I want my perfect customers to expect me to make large amounts of money. And that created a wow. So everybody noticed that.
Mm-hmm.
So that means if that's true, that I want my perfect customer to expect me to make large amounts of money. Now get this, everybody listen up. If that's true, that I want that, and if like attracts like, what does my perfect customer want for me?
They want me to make large amounts of money.
Yeah. So I'm not in it alone anymore.
That's right. That hit on it right there.
Yeah. I love it. That hit on it right there. That's what's under the wow.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not alone. It's a collaboration now. So this is a huge shift for you, Angelique. And just like all of you, you know, Harriet, Bridge, Angelique, I'm here to support you in any way I can. Okay? That's why Jan and I created the 12-month SACAT program, is because we know what happens when people have these kinds of shifts in their life. Stuff is going to show up for you, Angelique, and it'd be nice to have a support system to just keep it going.
Yes.
So I'm just sort of acknowledging in advance and letting you know that that I'm here for you. You know, you can call me anytime, you can email, whatever. But there's, and also I want to acknowledge you for, you have created a shift for everyone on this call. Did everyone see what Angelique, what just happened for her?
Mm-hmm.
And yep, the raise in level of whatever you'd want to call it for herself and in her business and her relationship with her perfect customers? Anybody want to mention a resonance that they saw for?
This is Carrie. It definitely resonated with me.
Yeah. So that's what happens. There's a ripple effect. And this is why our mission is to have 6 million people using strategic attraction planning in their business to shift the way business is done in the world. That this is what happens when you're using this process for yourself and sharing it with your perfect customers. It gives you access to levels of connection, relatedness that I just have never seen in any other process that's out there. And there's a lot of really good things out there. So, Angelique, I have to apologize. I just have been so moved by you and also others on the call. So there's more here. Would you, you know, we've got a few more minutes. We got like 6 minutes. We're in step three. Is there anything you'd like to say more about step three for yourself?
You're talking to me?
Anjali.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking to the group. You know, saying I'm not alone is huge because I've owned my own business and primarily worked by myself for 36 years. So this concept is huge. It's huge.
Yeah.
To learn that other people are going to share in what I feel is important. It's just huge not to be alone.
Yeah. Whew. Me too. Yeah. So I just want to let you know we have just scratched the surface here for you and for everyone. Okay? This is an example of what step number three can do. We just went a little deeper, and there's lots more where that came from. Okay? So thank you. Let's just take the last 5 minutes and see if we can quickly go to step four, which is declare what you have to be to attract what you say you want. And this is where we get to have some fun. This is what we call declaration of being. And it's something that you can use on a moment-to-moment basis throughout the day to shift whatever's going on. So, Angelique, actually, it may be, since you just had this experience with step number three, so who do you think you would get to be as someone who was, you know, not alone? And who was, you know, making large amounts of money? Can you give a title to that?
I'm not sure.
Is there anybody that you can think of that, you know, is an example of that?
Yes.
And who would that be?
Specifically, a favorite client of mine.
Okay, what's his first name?
Morton.
Yeah. Perfect. So this is an example of how to create your being. I am being Morton. Yeah. Do you hear the guttural utterance that Angelique just said? That was an expression that she got what that meant. Now, all of us may kind of have an idea of what that is, but Angelique has an experience of Morton. So you just created a being.
I see.
Got it?
Got it.
And then you can be playful with it. You know, you can come up with all kinds of really fun wordsmithing for creating your being. And when you shift your being, it shifts your thinking. It shifts everything that's going on. I've had experiences of creating a being that has completely shifted stuff that I thought there was no way that it would be able to shift. And so, again, we're just scratching the surface of step four. But just to be complete, because we've got 3 minutes here, here's what I'd like to do. Step five is action, taking attractive actions based on what I've created in my attraction plan. So I want everyone to take the energy. Now remember the goal, sort of the goal that you wrote at the very beginning when I asked you to, you know, if you could wave your magic wand and have something shift. So I want you to go back maybe and look at that and notice, take all this shift in energy that you just had in this class. Take this collective energy and use it to support yourself in fulfilling on that goal. And so the way that we move that powerfully forward is write down one action that you're going to take when you get off this call, an attractive action. Does anybody want to share an attractive action that you're going to take as a result of what you've experienced here today? Now, you've all got, you had, so you're home players, you've got to write down an action you're going to take, but who's got the courage to share what that action might be for you?
There one, Alan, Glenn?
Yeah. Yes.
Hi, Alan. The action I'm going to take is I'm going to go back and refine all my notes and clarify that further, which is an attractive action which I know will move me further ahead.
Perfect. Thank you, Glenn. Anybody else? Attractive action you're going to take.
Hi, Alan. This is Bridge.
Yes, Bridge.
So starting from step four quickly, I'm declaring that I'll be confident, brilliant, open, and generous in attracting my perfect business partners. And the actions I'm going to take is to speak with at least four possible, sort of partners by tomorrow.
Bingo. Thank you, Bridge. One more attractive action before we close the call.
This is Kerry.
Yes, Kerry.
My attractive action is going to be to write the description and letter or email to be sending to a number of places that to attract my perfect buyer.
For your business.
For my business.
Yeah. Perfect. All right, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, Kerry. So just popcorn style, is it just the one thing that you got a value out of being on this call today?
Courageous and miracles.
Thank you, Kerry. Miracles. Anybody else?
Possibilities.
Possibilities.
Don't accept
work.
The status quo.
Yeah. And who was that in the background?
I said creating joyful work. The possibility.
Yeah.
Of joy.
Woo! All right. Well, with that, let's just, put a bow on it for today. And again, I just invite each and every one of you to look into the possibility of being in the SACAP program that's starting in January, and you can get started immediately. Just give me a call, give Jan a call, send us an email, send us flowers, write us a letter, send a card, whatever. Just take that attractive action towards fulfilling on all of your dreams and having a business that funds the life of your dreams. So with that, thank you, everybody. Great big group hug and a dating game kiss. Mwah. And we'll see you all around the SACAT campus. Okay, bye,
thank
everybody.
You,
you're
bye,
welcome.
Alan.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.